Good morning. It is July 25th, 2016. The time is 09:52 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Monday morning, a day off. And as we're listening to the birds in the back grove area behind the garage, and just saw a hummingbird just flew by. Wow, that's pretty neat. Today is a dental visit for me in about an hour, a little over an hour. Figure I'd do this audio out here on the back stone porch. Sort of slept in this morning, get on a day off here, getting a late start, which is good. You can feel the heat already. It's up in the upper, it's about 80, 85 degrees here, and the corn looks like it grew a foot overnight as I look at it now. It's starting to grow. We need the rain though. Backyard's starting to get a little bit more browner. But I have a dental visit. And the thing that's significant about this dental visit is it's a new dentist. My last dental visit was, I think, in January, February, where I had a cleaning with the hygienist there. I've known for like almost, what, over 15, 16 years since we started going to see this one particular dentist who has retired a few years back. But the staff in his office kept us going to this particular dental office. And the last individual, I guess, in the office that was laid off or let go, I would say lay off, was Colleen. And I think Colleen, she follows me on Twitter and she may be listening to this. So we changed our dentist, Colleen. And I will be going to a new dentist this morning, establishing a new dental record. And I have a couple teeth that need to be fixed. I've got one that for about 3 or 4 months now has been missing a filling, and another tooth that's cracked. So, and oh, there's a woodchuck. Woodchuck, man. Woodchuck is out in the back there. Just, it's like the squirrel. Mac's looking for a squirrel, but the woodchuck is out back there. This is sort of early for him. He's out trying to get some greens, probably to get some water, because the animals are running around looking for water. It's getting pretty dry around here in upstate New York. But back to the dental visit. So I'm a little bit nervous, but I think I'm doing the right thing, because the current dental office that I was going to has had some drastic change in the personnel. There's none of the original personnel that have been there over the years. So the missus and me felt it was a good time to cut ties and establish dental care at another location, and probably be a lot better, more efficient. We're sort of foreseeing, and luckily enough, my insurance covers going to this particular dentist. So that's always a good thing here in the United States of America. You're always dictated by your insurance. The insurance companies here in this country, they have a tight control over your life, whether you like it or not. But you still. My father had a saying: you have to have insurance. You may never use it, but when you have to use it, it's there. So I tolerate the insurance quagmire that every U.S. Citizen has to contend with, especially when it comes to health care. Because even with the changes, having been in, I'm very fortunate that most of my health care, because I'm a United States Air Force retiree, there's some compensation there. Not total compensation like back in the old days after World War II and stuff, but I could go the route of a veteran, because I am a 20-year United States Air Force veteran, but I haven't used the veteran services. There's people that need that, and hopefully they can. There's issues with that particular thing, because I have a younger brother as well as a nephew that use those services, and they've been good for the most part. But they could be better. But for me, I'm still using local facilities where I don't have to tie up the veteran system, and I'm willing to wait just a little bit longer in the current system the civilian system of using my insurance. And I'm not sure what, is that a mockingbird? I think that is. That might be a mockingbird that's singing up above us here. So a little bit of a good bird ambient. So that puts me in a good mood, a better mood to try and have a good smile and cheery face, I guess, when I go see the dentist here in about an hour or so. But that's my major thing other than muddling through the heat and staying cool. We've got the air conditioning on. It's been on overnight. It's going to be a hot one today. Possibly chance of thunder showers. So we'll see how the day goes. I hope your day is a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble. And live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace. Also, brush your teeth and keep them clean. A public service dental announcement, I guess you could say. Y'all have a good one. Ciao for now.